With us right now is Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Barry.
It's good to have you here. We have a summer of business activity ahead of us, and one of the things you were ready to talk about this morning is keeping the competitive spirit as a small business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. Sometimes we just get tired, don't we?
We do, yes. Everyone gets a little tired every now and then, right?
Yeah. So how can we do this? What are some ways to keep the fire burning and keep that competitive spirit going and not sort of falling into, maybe bad habits or lax habits?
Yeah, exactly. So I think I see that so often with small businesses. You know, when you first get started, you have all that passion for your business and you have this plan and you're going to work the plan. And then it seems like the day-to-day kind of sets in and maybe working the plan, maybe not working the plan, working parts of the plan, but not the whole plan. And so you end up working a lot in your business instead of working on your business. And so I don't believe entrepreneurs purposely stop trying or anything like that, but I do see so many of them after they've opened their doors or they've been open for a while, they just think that if they just keep their doors open and they stop doing marketing and advertising and things like that, that everything will still just stay the same. And it doesn't work that way, you know. My daughter is on a swim team right now, and she mentioned something to me that kind of sparked this topic. And she said, I told her, I was like, oh, you're getting so much stronger and, you know, you're more powerful. And so she just has to work on her speed. And she goes, yeah, I think it's more mind over matter kind of thing. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's true. You know, you really have to have that mindset. And I think that that's what happens a lot of times with entrepreneurs is that mindset goes away. They think that working in the business every day, they forget about all the things that are outside of that business that really draw people in. And if they cut anything, like the number one thing that they seem to cut is advertising and marketing, which is the last thing you should cut, you know, when you're looking at dollars for your business. You have to advertise, you have to market, you have to know who that market is and that kind of thing, so you know how to reach them the best way. And unfortunately, I see so many times websites, something as simple as a website. You would be amazed at how difficult it is to convince a small business owner to get a website. I mean, this is the year 2021 where everyone is on their phones and electronic devices finding stuff. And yet, you know, to spend $100 for a domain name, and you can even get a free website, you know, Get Your Business Online. It's a Google webpage. You can get a Google webpage for no cost other than paying for the domain name, which is usually about $100 for the year. You'd be surprised how many people just don't want to do that. Well, do I really need a website? Yes, you really need a website. It is absolutely certain you need a website. Mm-hmm.
But that's really an important point, because the reason is that people have different ways now of finding the businesses they need.
Mm-hmm.
From the way we used to. We used to get the yellow pages out.
Yes.
Or what have you, not
yes.
to say anything negative about the yellow pages, but times change.
That's right.
So when people are looking for your business, say you're in plumbing or whatever it might be, lighting, whatever, mm-hmm. They want to see, they'll go to the first thing they'll do, pick up their phone. Mm-hmm. And do a search.
That's right. And they may find you on Facebook, you know, because that does come up in searches if you have a business page. But if you really want to look professional and you have a serious business, you need to have a website. That does, if nothing else, that helps to give your business some validity that you are a legitimate professional business who has a web page and you have a Facebook page and you have, you know, on and on and on. And so you have to keep that mindset that you are competing I really truly think that sometimes small businesses forget they are competing against all of the other entities that are similar to theirs. If you're a retail shop, you're competing against all the other retail shops, small and large, and online. So not just the ones that are in your town, but you're also competing against Amazon. You know, how are you going to get people to come into your boutique when they can just go on Amazon sitting in their couch? And I mean, it's a legitimate question. And sure. So you need to have an answer to that question, because until you do, you're not going to thrive as a business.
Mm-hmm. So how hard, let's say, you know, we're talking about somebody who's never had a web page before. Mm-hmm. And is saying, I don't know anything about this. I don't know how much it costs. I don't know anything else. How do I even get started with a web page?
Right. So I would recommend that they come in and talk with me at the Small Business Development Center.
And it's free.
And it is free. Yep. Our services are at no charge because of the way we're funded through the SBA and through the university. And so come in and talk to me, and we can figure out who your target market really is, what that ideal customer looks like to you. And then we will better understand how to reach that customer. And that will help us figure out what that customer thinks and what's important to that customer. And then you can build a web page that customer is going to want to see. But you know, you have to do that homework on the front end first before you put together the web page. Otherwise, you may be just wasting your time and money. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal to me. Well, to anyone in business, is like the ROI, right? The return on investment. So there's no point in putting together a website that doesn't have things like, and if you come in and talk to me, we'll talk about what all these things are, but that doesn't have like the right tags or the right keywords or backlinks to other partners and stuff that makes sense. Or, you know, how do you get people to that page? How do you increase your SEO, the search engine optimization, so that you're seen? All those things we can talk about, but we have to first understand who your customer is, so that when you put those dollars into digital advertising or advertising on the radio or wherever it is that your customer can be found, then you're seeing an ROI on that.
Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about is maximizing your investment, not only of money, but of time and talent and maybe even the future of your business.
Absolutely. If you want to increase your sales and increase your reach, then you need to understand your market and who your customer is and know how to reach them, and then go about doing that, because those dollars out in marketing should come back to you, you know, threefold. Otherwise, you're doing it wrong.
And so I might be saying to myself, you know, sounds like a lot of work, and you're talking about stuff I don't know anything about. I do know my business. I know how to, to develop the product that I'm selling to the public. I don't have time for this. What's the answer to that?
Right. And I understand that. But if you want your business to be successful, then you have to get outside of your own head and remember that you are competing. This is a competition. Every day it's a competition against whoever else is in that industry with you. And every day you need to set yourself up to be the person or the business that they want to come to. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you have to have a certain image. And if you don't know how to build that image, that's okay. Then you can come to me, or you can go to a third party who does this as, you know, as their living, that's their talent, and hire them to do that. But again, the goal in mind is the ROI. This will come back to you if you do it right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that, it's easy to say, but if you don't do it right, it's almost guaranteed that it's not going to come back to you. And it's not going to come back to you if you don't do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the object is to go ahead and do it, but do it right so that you do get a return on your investment. Have I summarized that?
Yep, absolutely. If you do nothing, you usually get nothing. So,
yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So start with you or with somebody, Yeah, I mean, you can even if they want to get to somebody else, you can tell them where to go.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can start with the research end with me, and again, no charge for our services, and we'll help figure out who that ideal customer is and how to reach them. And then you can move on to someone who will build the website for you. But then you have something to give them. You have the information that they need to build the correct website or advertising strategies for you.
Yeah, you think about that and how important that is. And I think a clue to that would be when you go to a website that is not specific, that is all generalities, mm-hmm. and it looks like it came out of a box or out of a package, mm-hmm. That's not what you want. You want something that makes your own business stand out.
Yeah, and that really goes back to what is your competitive advantage is a way, value proposition is another way of saying that. But what value do you bring to your customer that they can't just get everywhere else? What makes you truly different? What's going to keep them, what's going to get them in the door, and then what's going to keep them coming through the door? Or if you're an online business, it's the same. What's going to get them there and what's going to keep them coming back?
Mm-hmm. So what's the most common thing that businesses do or don't do that makes them start to lose their competitive edge?
They stop advertising.
Okay.
Yeah, they stop advertising, or they advertise by casting a wide net. They just throw money out and like, well, I tried radio, for example. But like, I tried radio, and it's like, oh, you did. Okay. How long did you try it? How do you know it didn't work or did work? You know, either way. And then what stations were you on? Did you actually talk to somebody in the marketing department to figure out if that's actually the, you know, because maybe your customer listens to country music and you were advertising on talk radio.
Yeah.
So you have to know where your customer is, and you need to talk to those experts. So if you're thinking about advertising on the radio, like here, you would talk to a salesperson here and they will help guide you. They can tell you how many people are listening. They can tell you the type of people that listen. They have a lot of information as well. And so, you know, I've said it many times, knowledge is power. So the more knowledge you can have about your customer or the medium that you're going to use, the better.
And the interesting thing is that and your office has discovered this and has used this for a long time. There's a lot of knowledge out there, mm-hmm. and you know where to look for it.
Yes, we do. And we actually pay a lot of money for the databases that we have through the SBA pays for them, and then the state Small Business Development Center office pays for them. And it's information that you would typically have to pay for as a individual business owner, or you would have to get a subscription for. And we can get you that information that is real-time, relevant to your industry, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Our guest is Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. We're talking about keeping the competitive spirit as a small business and the importance of that and actual practical things you can do. One of the things has to do with, I'm checking your notes here, and that is building your brand. I mean, mm-hmm. so in an everyday business, this is important. You've got to build your brand. What makes your brand, your business, different from other similar businesses? Is that the idea?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of your brand, of course, should encompass your competitive advantage. But what I want to make sure people understand is that if you don't intentionally build your brand, others will. It'll happen for you, and you may not like the brand that comes out of that. So you want to intentionally build your brand. And one of the things that people steer away from is showing their scars. But that they shouldn't do that. They should show their scars. And what I mean by showing your scars is that it's okay to let the rest of the world know that your business is normal, you make mistakes, but you are wanting to learn from those mistakes and to get better. And so an example of what I'm talking about is if you have a bad review on social media and you get defensive, you know, and you're like, well, we tried, you know, this, I'm sorry you had a bad experience, and that's that. You know, it's like, don't be defensive, acknowledge the customer, and let them know, I am so sorry that happened to you. Tell us how we can do better. You know, we would love to hear your feedback and da 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 da. And so that's how you handle that in a positive light. And you don't hide it. You don't hide the fact that something like that happened. You show that it happened, and you show that you are willing to make improvements, and that's okay. And also for business owners, sharing those experiences with other business owners is a really good learning opportunity for everyone involved, because you can make that mistake, whatever it was, and if you share that with someone else, then maybe they won't make that mistake, right? And so it's like almost like a peer, like peer a peer, review, yeah, like yeah. a peer network in a way. So you're not in it alone. There are all kinds of small business owners out there, and they would love to, you know, to hear what you've done right, what you've done wrong, so they can learn from it, and vice versa, you can learn from them. And so, but when you build your brand, you need to understand that the everything from your logo to the color of your logo, the color of your signs, the lettering, it all has purpose. So, you know, you've heard of like the color red is, you know, can make people feel angry or something. Barry's wearing a red shirt for those listeners out there.
But I just looked down.
Yeah. I do not feel angry right now, though. So that's okay. But, you know, but the point is that, you know, all of that goes to your brand, everything from the font you use and the pictures and what you're trying to convey. You know, if you have a fetal ultrasound business who takes pictures of little babies while they're inside the mommy's womb, right? You want that to be a tender, loving website, right? You don't need loud colors. You don't need, you know, that's an easy one for people to kind of understand. Mm-hmm. And so whatever your brand is, that needs to be reflected across everything you do, everything from the packaging of your products to what your employees wear, to if you think of like Chick-fil-A, and every single person there says, my pleasure, right? Yeah. My pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure. They are known for that. Mm-hmm. And they are not the cheapest place in town to go get food. They're not the cheapest place to get a chicken sandwich. But they are some of the kindest employees you ever meet. And that is part of their brand, right? And they exude that with everything they do. And so they have lines wrapped around their building in every town that you go to. It's just how it is. So it's working for them, right? Yep. I like their food too, by the way. But
I do too.
This is not a plug for Chick-fil-A, but if you're listening, you know, I wouldn't mind a free sandwich. I'm kidding. Okay. So I just wanted to let people know, like, they, you know, there are some people who really understand their brand. So look to those big entities, see what they're doing correctly, and then try to follow suit with whatever you want to do with your brand.
So it really does matter. And the way you were describing the parts of it, that the font and the colors, mm-hmm. and all of that, there is no unimportant part to your look.
That's right.
Everything matters.
Everything matters. So keep that in mind when you're putting together things, or you're talking with your third party or consultant or marketing person that's doing it with you.
So let's circle back a little bit to something that you referred to in the beginning, or maybe I did just by accident, but that is burnout.
Mm-hmm.
How dangerous is that? How common is burnout? And what can you do to avoid it?
Right. So small business owners are very well known for wearing many, many hats and working long hours, especially the first few years, because they are working as hard as they can. They're passionate about whatever their product or service is, and that they're really trying to build their business. But then they get to a point where you almost hit a wall, and it's like, I can't just keep working 12 and 18 hour days. You know, something's got to give. And then, so that's where it comes back to making sure that you're working on your business and not in your business. And when you're working on your business, then you you can implement tactics and stuff and strategies to reach the goal of, I'm going to go on vacation and I'm going to have someone behind that can take care of things for me. And it doesn't have to be me all the time, right? And I can delegate some of that. So mental health is very important for everyone, no exception for entrepreneurs. But they are definitely at risk for burnout because of the intensity of what they're doing and, you know, starting something from scratch. And so making sure that they have those times where they really are putting down their phone, walking away and just saying, it'll all be okay, you know, is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think about what people say about thirst. Mm-hmm. When you feel thirsty, you've already passed the point where you need fluids.
Yes.
And is the same thing kind of hold true for burnout? When you finally start to think, you know, maybe I'm in danger of burning out, don't wait that long.
Right. Absolutely. You need to build that into your schedule and things that you have downtime, and build it, be working on your business in the sense that you're building into the plan a way that somebody else can manage when you're away, that you can delegate things that you typically take care of if you do need to go on vacation. Because, you know, entrepreneurs, they get sick too, you know, and they have to take off work. They have family members that pass away unexpectedly and they need to leave. And you need to have somebody there that you can rely on. And a lot of entrepreneurs and very small businesses don't have that person. And so they really need to incorporate that into their growth strategy, that this is important. I have to get this done in the next year or two, so that I don't burn out, you know, 2 years down the line.
We've been talking about a lot of different elements here. Maybe somebody listening who recognizes a need for help might think, man, there's just a whole lot to take hold of there. I don't know if I can do that. I'm too busy, et cetera, et cetera. They could call you and get a start.
Absolutely. Right? They can call me and get a start, and we can work through as much or as little as they need based upon whatever their unique situation is. But I'll go back to what I said before, knowledge is power. So the better honed in you are on who your customer is and where they are and how to reach them and how they think and what your real competitive advantage is, and we can work on that together. I can easily give you some homework that you can just take with you to get done, you know, so that you can work on that and then really start to build your brand, the brand that you want to have.
Rebecca, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Barry.